energy project. Do I have a mover for that? Move Councillor Tully. Do I have a seconder? Councillor White. Councillor Tully.
I think the aggregation of energy amongst about 51 councils, I think it is, to achieve this goal, which is a sustainable renewable project, is a good venture. It has produced, believe it or not, it has produced a saving, even though we are experiencing a significant uplift. The electricity cost in the contestable retail market has gone up 56%. This is sub that. It induces a mid-tier rate, which gives some benefits associated with that. I note that when we get solar on the building, which I hope will be very soon, we will reduce the cost. I fully support this. I also support point number two in the recommendation, that is, natural power is not to be purchased at this time. You will find that there is huge uplifts in power costs across the state. Given where we are from a budget point of view, while I'm pro net emissions using natural power and the cost isn't that significant, but I think we need to do everything we can to minimise future costs, knowing that we can, in the next 3 years, which this contract's for, we can add natural power into the mix when we become more sustainable on that site. Thank you.
Councillor White.
I think what Councillor Natale said is very relevant. I think the report speaks for itself, and I think concur with the officer is that it's a pretty good outcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor White. Anyone wishing to speak against? Anyone wishing to speak for? Councillor Natale?
Nothing further, thank you.
I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Okay, that's withdrawal from the RRG. Anyone wishing to move that recommendation? Move Councillor White. Do I have a second? Councillor Tarley. Councillor White.
Thank you, Mayor. I think the report is fairly straightforward, and this is a fairly important administrative process to conclude our involvement in the RRG. So I fully support their recommendation. Thank you.
Councillor Tully.
I absolutely agree. Like I said, cutting the obligations in regards to the secured lending is absolute need. So I fully endorse the report. Thank you.
Anyone to speak against? Councillor White.
Nothing further, Mayor.
I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? It is unanimous. Brings to 13.8, local government elections. Someone willing to move that recommendation? Moved Councillor Tarley. Do I have a seconder? Councillor White. Councillor Tarley.
Look, the report speaks for itself. Okay, it reminds me that this is an election year. It comes every two years, and how quickly it comes. So, thank you.
Councillor White.
Nothing further, Mayor.
Anyone speak against? Councillor Tarley.
Nothing further.
I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Brings to 13.9. monthly financial report. If someone willing to move that. Move Councillor Wilson, seconded Councillor Donovan. Councillor Wilson. You flinched.
No, the report speaks for itself. I
okay.
Have a question on January's report, but I'll save that for January. Thank you.
The question, not now? No, okay. Councillor Donovan? Okay.
I have no further questions.
Thank you, Councillor. Anyone speak against? For? I'll put that recommendation. All those in favour? It is unanimous. Brings us to the 1310, the monthly financial report. Councillor, to move that. Councillor White, I've seconded. Councillor Natale. Councillor White.
Thank you, Mayor. The report speaks for itself. I'm happy to support it. Thank you.
Councillor Natale.
I concur. Thank you.
Anyone speak against? There's no further discussion. I'll put that. All those in favour? It is unanimous. Brings us to the accounts for payment. Councillor to move that and seconder, Councillor Wilson, and seconded, Councillor White.
Yeah, the report speaks for itself. Nothing further.
Councillor White.
Likewise, nothing further, Mayor.
Anyone speak against? Councillor Collinson.
It's probably not direct, but part of the funding is for the footpath in George Street. And what interested me, and probably we haven't got the right officers here, but it was black asphalt that was put into George Street, and I always thought it was our policy not to do black asphalt in George Street. And that was certainly my memory of it all, and I'm not quite sure how that eventuated. I'm not sure if anybody can answer that. But
through the chair, yeah, correct. It is red asphalt, but it looks very dark when first laid, and as it oxidises, it will turn into that red that you see elsewhere.
Anyone to speak against? No. I'll put that. All those in favour? It is unanimous. Brings us to accounts for payment. Councillor to move it and second. Councillor Wilson moved. Second, Councillor White. Councillor Wilson.
Yeah, thank you. Finally got to my question. Not particularly interested in the actual nature of the injury, but I note that we're spending some money on some workers' compensation and medical treatment. So my question relates more to the incident and the safety aspect than the injured party and the follow-up medical treatment. And the questioning is not, obviously sitting on the audit committee, is taking the step back in regards to resources or funding that incident may shed some light on if we're not appropriately covering. So I know obviously the responsibility lies with yourself, CEO, but I think it's important that incidents are made aware to council so that we have an appreciation where some of the decisions, whether it be resourcing or funding, how that is affected across the board. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor CEO.
So I actually took that as a comment rather than a question, but I'm happy to perhaps expand on clearly where there's injuries which lead to workers' compensation claims. That does come to the attention of myself through the relevant executive. We talk about it at our workplace health and safety meetings. Without going into obviously the specifics of which ones there are, there have been a couple of instances where, because they're few in number, but they can be substantial in costs because of the extent of time that maybe somebody is out of action, for example. And some of them are purely down to there's trips that people then hurt themselves through, so we then have to evaluate the circumstances. So there is a process for evaluating how that happened and whether we could put any remedial action into place. There's a system that we are trying to improve upon in terms of understanding the underlying nature of the risks and whether we can address it in advance. But there's also been a couple that have happened. I hesitate to use the word by sheer accident, but clearly there was no other apparent reason that somebody would have slipped down, for example, three or four stairs, and suddenly that's created an injury, where there's nothing in the environment that would suggest that there's any improvements we could make. Sometimes it happened. So there are different levels that we look at what we can do in terms of reducing risk, ensuring people are well trained, ensuring the equipment is fit for purpose and so forth. So it's not so much a question of resourcing in that regard, because clearly we're getting reports and we're responding to them. It's just sometimes that that the accident does happen and we just have to, we have the adverse impact from it because we've got a reasonably small team, and that means that the cost escalates proportion to the rest of the organisation. If I'm probably speaking too many words to try and explain that there is a process in place that we've got that tries to address this, but sometimes accidents still happen and that has an impact on us in terms of the cost through workers' comp.
Councillor Wilson?
Yeah, if I may. As part of the incident investigation, no doubt any findings that are relevant to council would be raised. So I'm assuming that none of the findings as a part of any incidents that have occurred need to be raised at council so that we may duly consider them in ensuring that we're appropriately allocating resource or budget to areas that may be a concern.
Thank you for the clarity of the question, given the lack of clarity of my previous response. Yes, since I've been here, certainly, there's no incidents to my knowledge that would warrant it being raised to council's attention that we've got a systemic failure that we're required to add more resources to. We've obviously got issues that we have to look at in terms of older buildings and those kind of things, but not necessarily one that is as a result of a lack of attention that council would need to attend to itself.
Councillor Collinson.
Yes, look, I've got a follow-up question on this. I'm not quite sure why we're paying for this, because I would have thought through LGIS that we're insured for workers' compensation, and I'm not quite sure why we're not.
Mr. Kosian.
Yeah, so through the chair, I guess the workers' comp process is that we pay the employee through payroll and then LGIS reimburse us as a recoup. So in the mid-year budget review, we have identified the increase in salaries expenditure attributable to workers' comp expense, but on the flip side of the ledger, there is a recoup from LGIS. So I think we're currently sitting at about $37,000 for the year. And just going back further to, I guess, Councillor Wilson's question, I guess in terms of the Marsh engagement, there are a couple of projects that they'll be undertaking with staff. One of them is actually training, safety officers and managers in, incident investigation, as well as hazard management. So that'll be an investment that will be made in staff to ensure that we're meeting requirements moving forward. And then secondly, in terms of the audit committee work plan for the mid-year meeting, we will be presenting an overview of our claims history, including workers' comp, and having a discussion around that.
Mr. Kosian. Are there any other...
I have a question, thank you.
Councillor Tarr.
Yeah, through the chair, I think maybe to the CEO, EFT 38662, which is the City of Fremantle and our payment for libraries. I'm not querying the dollars. What I'm querying is when we put that in place, a report was to come to council in regards to our usage of the library. I've yet to see that report. I would hope to see that report before we consider this allocation at budget time. Yeah. So I would expect to see the report. Otherwise, I know one of the first things I did on council was to question the $300,000+ that we gave is the City of Fremantle. Okay, we really need to look at the value given the other issues we have against our budget for next year. So asking them to deliver that information to us on usage and from East Fremantle particularly. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Let's go back to the recommendation. Move Councillor Wilson, second Councillor White.
Nothing further.
No. I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. There are no motions previous notice. Are there any notice motion for consideration of the next meeting? There is nil. Questions by magistrate's notice, nil. Is there any new business of an urgent nature? There is nil. There are no matters behind closed doors. There'd be no further business. I declare the meeting closed at 8:17. Thank you, everyone.